Today on Older and Wiser,
where does our food really come from? A new survey says our kids today don't have a clue.
How old is too old to go to the gym? We'll tell you what most people say.
We'll also reveal why 61% of Americans dread the holidays.
Plus the gifts we hate the most today on Older and Wiser.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Older and Wiser. I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles, and my good friend Susan Sikora is up there in Northern California. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, and I have not been to the gym yet.
Well, we'll talk about that. I haven't been in a couple of weeks, and I just can't stand all the youngins in the gym these days. There's no old folks going anymore. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that, because I think you have to get a different gym. But anyway.
Exactly. Our first survey today. One-third of the children they surveyed did not know that pork comes from pigs.
Oh, dear.
Do you think they know ham comes from pigs? I'm not sure. Bacon?
I wouldn't think so. I don't know. Maybe they don't even know that ham and bacon are pork.
1 in 10 thought cows laid eggs. That's just crazy, right? Come on.
Where would they come out? Never mind.
I mean, of course, I've never seen a chicken lay an egg, to be honest. I've never watched the actual egg coming out of a chicken, so I don't know what that looks like. So maybe you could imagine an egg popping out of a cow, but it does seem like a stretch.
Cows laying eggs is a strange thing. Now, maybe they are dairy confused.
Oh, well, that's possible because, you know, we do tend to group eggs and milk
and
as
cheese.
Dairy,
yes.
And
all
cheese
those,
is
yes,
dairy,
cheese,
so they
yes.
think dairy is milk and eggs, so eggs must come from cows.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're not thinking about the cows. It's like they probably go to that one section in the grocery store, and they think, well, if the milk and the eggs are here, they must come from the same thing. I have no idea what their thinking is here, believe me. I'm just speculating.
Okay, so also a 3 out of 10 did not know tuna came from fish, that
Where
tuna was fish, except for the fact that the way it looks in the can doesn't look like fish, of course.
No, but if you watch it, maybe there's not enough Charlie the Tuna commercials on, because Charlie the Tuna, even though he was talking, which generally fish don't do, at least you knew he was a fish.
Do you think they're confused by Chicken of the Sea? Chicken of the Sea tuna? Because people think it's chicken?
Yeah, maybe. I think maybe we better start labeling things more carefully. You know, not so much cute as accurately.
Well, 86% of those quizzed in this survey, these kids, they had visited a farm. 2 in 5 did not know that French fries come from potatoes.
They don't know what French fried what?
They had not seen how a French fry is made, so they just know that they're crispy and yummy.
They think that they probably think that the eggs come from Safeway. They probably think that the French fries come from McDonald's.
That's
I
right.
I think they're associating it from where you
where
get
it. Where it comes from, of course. Moving on to our next survey today. This one comes from studyfinds.org. Here's the headline. Survey reveals the surprising young age many people give up on working out. And that surprising young age when people often give up on working out is 41.
I was stunned by that number.
Yeah,
I will not even hide it. 41. I thought you were going to say 81 or 61 or even 50-something, but 41 is – that's – you know what? I don't know if it's I feel too old to work out regularly. I'm wondering if it's I don't feel like going today.
Well, this was a survey of 2,000 adults. So they seem to feel as though by the time they got into their 40s – They had too much to do in their lives. They had kids. They had family responsibilities. And the whole idea of sculpting and crafting their body to attract the opposite sex was probably kind of something they didn't have time for.
Well, not only that, they probably just figure, you know what? They're cutting clothes bigger, I'm sure. So just buy the next size up and hide it.
Exactly. Well, also, let's look at the motivation for why people work out. Do we work out because we know it's the right thing to do? Probably not.
Oh, I think a lot of people do. I think they go because they know it's good for them, and they'd rather do that than take something because you didn't work out or didn't stay in shape. You're thinking, well, I'm going to prevent that, and so I'm going to go and work out.
Well, that's more of I think that's more of a motivation for older people. But I think when you're in your 20s, your motivation is pretty clear. You want to look good.
Yeah.
So that people will like you. And that someone might want to date you, possibly.
Yeah, and if you find somebody, whether you're dating somebody seriously or whether you end up walking down the aisle, I wonder if it changes. I'm guessing it does.
Well, we know it does. We know that that marriage is the worst thing for your waistline. You know, that's as soon as people get married, they often just sort of let things go.
Mm-hmm. Until the first class reunion, you know,
right.
And then you diet like a mad person.
I know, right?
And then as soon as it's over, I remember going to I think it was my 25th, and I had dropped a few pounds. I was in good shape then, by the way. That was years ago. And as soon as it was over, I remember saying to somebody, pass the cheesecake, the reunion's over.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. You did it because you wanted to look good, not because you wanted to be healthy. You wanted to look good. Well, Americans will take advantage of any excuse to not go, I guess.
Well, that's true, too.
33% say the weather's too bad. 10% said the weather's too nice. That was
funny. Oh, it's so nice. I have to go outside and do something. You're not going to do a darn thing. You're going to stay in and watch TV.
23% said they've been eating too much. That's their excuse. 15% said Netflix was their excuse for not going to the gym. I've got to watch Netflix.
Put that television on and get that Netflix going on. I'm telling you, there's an excuse for everything because they don't want to do it.
Was there an age in which you kind of did turn away from regular exercise? I mean, not completely. Obviously, you still do it in some ways. But did you reach was there an age in which you kind of go, I'm kind of done with this?
Four.
Four.
The thing is, you know what I didn't like? I think what soured me on it a little bit was gym in high school.
Yeah, we hated gym. Why did they do it that way? Wasn't it a terrible, regimented, sort of a punitive thing instead of a fun thing, right? That perhaps it's possible that the physical education system has changed over the years. Maybe it's not so bad anymore. But when I was in school, it was.
It's the only class I cheated in. There was a gal who was really good. She was so athletic. She was smart and she was athletic and everything. And when it was my turn, she said, "You want me to take your?" I said, "Go right ahead." I could care less if anybody said, "Oh, Susan's terrible at." I know I was terrible.
So she took your place.
I don't care if I'm terrible. Take my place. We'll make a switcheroo here, and the gym teacher won't know the difference. And probably the gym teacher didn't really care either.
Okay, let's move on to our next survey. Survey shows most Americans dread the holidays because of spending pressures.
Hey, oh my gosh.
Who would have guessed? 61% of Americans are dreading the holidays because of the financial burden that it brings on. Surprise, Susan?
No.
No.
Not at all. You know what? This consumption starts way too early. And if you start to give into it as a parent, then guess what? This is what you're raising. And then everybody's buying stuff they don't have. And then they get into debt. And isn't this the survey that people are still paying off debt from last season?
And
last
it's true. Now, this thing can escalate over the years, too. You can start off in first grade, second grade, and you want this and you want that. And every year it gets bigger and bigger. 1 in 3 respondents reported that they lose sleep, literally lose sleep over thinking about how in the world are we going to pay for all the stuff we bought this Christmas, including half of millennials and parents of kids under 16. So there you go. I mean, people are so concerned they lose sleep over it. And I understand why. Listen, the average consumer will spend $600 on gifts this holiday season.
Not this one. Not the one you're talking to this morning.
And that goes up to $850 for parents with children under 18.
You know, let me tell you something right now. I'm not a child anymore, but I can tell you I remember this vividly. You can skip the pajamas and the robe.
They don't want it.
Oh, they could care less. What's in the toy? They want the toys. And usually there's one toy they have their heart set on.
Yeah.
And that's the one they want. So guess what? Now, if it's a toy that costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars, at that point, you have to, you know, make them understand that that's kind of extravagant, depending on their age, of course. Now, if you've got a kid who's going to go to college next year and has to go with his or her own computer or something to do your term papers on, I mean, you're not going to do that on an iPhone, I would think.
You hate iPhones. You've got this whole vendetta against iPhones.
No, I just think they're expensive. I think they are too expensive for what they are.
I hear you. I hear you, Grandma.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay, Boomer.
Yeah, there you go. 69% of parents with children under the age of 18 said they fear disappointing their children. Now, this is it. I think this is the whole thing. They are more afraid of disappointing their kids. Like, they hate that scene on Christmas morning when the kids open all the packages and then they sit around with long faces because they didn't get what they wanted. They fear that moment more than the following year that they're going to have to pay for all the stuff that they bought. That's what they're afraid of.
Well, you see the long face on you. Put a mirror in front of you when you open your Visa bill.
That's good.
Do you want to see a long face?
Think about it, though, Susan. I bet you had a Christmas or maybe two in which you thought you were getting something really great that you'd ask for, and then all the presents got opened, and it wasn't there, and you didn't get it.
No.
Didn't you? I had a couple of those.
Child.
I had a couple of those. No. I did.
You know what? Here's what happened. I'm going to tell you one Christmas that I do remember vividly. I wanted a Jenny doll, okay? I ended up with two. Each Jenny doll came in an outfit. And then the two of them, both Aunt Josie, I called her Aunt Josie, and my mother sewed all these clothes for these dolls. And I was in heaven. You know, they were creative. It wasn't a matter of writing a check. It was creativity, and they did it.
And you weren't disappointed that the clothes weren't store-bought clothes. You were happy that they had been made by someone.
Well, first of all, they were gorgeous. They were probably better than half the outfits. And sometimes I looked at the outfits in the stores, and then I thought, my dolls have more clothes than I do. they were very well.
Well, they loved you a lot, clearly, and they were willing to put the time in.
To make it something that
you would like. And it did turn out that you liked it very much, which is great.
Yeah. But now I think what happens is people are afraid of disappointing their kids because the kids come up with lists of things or they want devices, and those are expensive.
Those devices are expensive. So expensive.
It costs more than a Jenny doll, I'm sure. That's for sure.
Nearly one in five. Yep, families are still paying off debt from last year.
It's not worth it because what is that debt going to take out of your family budget? What are you going to have to do without in order to get that? Or what's it going to do to your credit rating? And maybe you need to buy a new car for the family.
Well, let's keep talking holidays as we move on to our final topic today. A new survey reveals the worst holiday gifts Americans have received. A duck, a rubber duck, a lump of coal, a paper necklace. These are pretty bad gifts. 68% found that the good gifts were sentimental. 63% mm-hmm. said they like things that were useful.
Mm-hmm.
And 47% like things that had a personal touch to them.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond necklaces or photo books or vacations or handmade art from the kids. That's the best. Mm-hmm. Those are the best gifts, I guess. Hey, did you ever pretend to like a present so as not to hurt the giver's feelings?
Well, yeah, like if somebody came over with something wrapped and then it turns out it was like, you know, bath soap or something and I was a kid, I would smile and say thank you and be polite, but, you know, I wasn't even going to use that.
I mean, only 87% admitted to pretending to like something to avoid hurting someone's feelings. I'm surprised it's not more. I mean, who hasn't received some dumb thing from somebody that you had to go, thank you.
That's just basic manners. You know, it's not lying. You don't have to be that authentic. Sometimes being that honest is just cruel.
What's the worst present you ever received?
Worst? Well, I don't know. I did get a lump of coal in my stocking one year.
That was a joke for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. My mother was probably still laughing at it somewhere.
I had a hard time coming up with my own example of the worst gift I ever got. I just couldn't think of one, which maybe that's a good thing because maybe like we don't hang on to that. Like we don't resent the fact that we got a really bad gift or anything like that. I'm sure I've had them and I just didn't think. I get maybe joke underwear. I don't really need joke underwear, like underwear with like little reindeers on them. You know, word out to the fam. Maybe we don't need any jokey underwear.
And excuse me, but I think when you get things and you're going to start putting them away, this regifting thing, I think, is has been maligned.
It turns out that there are a few things we can say when we're fibbing about what we really, how we feel about the gift that we receive. 33% will say, aw. 31% will go, I love it.
I love it.
23% will say, you're sweet.
I think you thank everybody and you say, oh, this is really nice, or I can use it, or, you know, say something polite, have a bunch of lines that are there. And you know what? I had a friend of mine who gave me Jean Nate every year, and I didn't wear it anymore because I liked it once. So I was afraid to tell this person that I liked it, because if I didn't think I was going to like it forever, I was going to get a million of them.
Yeah, everybody's got one of those things that they liked at one point in their lives, and then people start giving them more. Like, if you liked a turtle, then somebody next year will buy you a turtle, and then you get a turtle coffee cup and a turtle hat, and pretty soon you're collecting turtles and you never meant to collect turtles at all.
Right, exactly. I have friends who liked penguins, and they were afraid to tell anybody that they liked penguins anymore because they had a couple, and I think they probably kept three or two that they still like, and the rest of them probably got, you know, disposed of somewhere or given away. With my husband, it was owls, and I can't tell you how many owls I got rid of.
I know. We have a friend who was once into dragonflies, I think, and she gets dragonfly, you know, dish towels and all kinds of earrings and everything. It's dragonfly, and I'm sure they're all piled up in a drawer in her house. I'm sure she could care
maybe
less.
Or maybe she got rid of them. Maybe you know what happens with this stuff a lot of times?
What?
They end up at garage sales.
3 in 10 of these surveys said they have completely forgotten to buy a gift for someone. I can't remember having done that, but I probably have.
I have to tell you, I really don't shop anymore, and I have really put the word out to people because I've moved a couple of times, and because I need a smaller space now in my life, and because I don't
have fewer friends, right? We have fewer people in our lives, yeah.
And not only that, but as we get older, our income can be more limited, but at a certain age, I have told all my friends, almost to the point of rudeness, not rude, but stopping short of that, I'm not shopping, and I don't need anything. Please don't buy anything for me because I don't need it.
As we wrap up here, though, 49% confessed to regifting. That's almost half said they have regifted something. I can't remember having regifted, only because I don't have the thing. I usually get rid of the thing, so I don't have it to regift. Over half of respondents, 52%, said they suspect they've been a victim of regifting. I'm sure I have gotten things like that.
Now, see, what is the word victim?
Well, because a gift should be something that you give to somebody because it's something you thought they might like. But
maybe they think I will like it and they don't.
I see what you're saying. You mean like
it's better for her, not for me.
They got a scented cinnamon candle. You get it, and you didn't like it, so you figure that someone else is going to like it.
The cinnamon candle is a bad excuse. Nobody should have those.
I think on all of this, it's about time for us to wrap things up as we look into the holidays and imagine, with all the griping we've been doing, do you think anybody's going to give us anything this year? I doubt it. If they hear this podcast, they're going to say, you guys just don't appreciate it. So
that's right. I don't. Keep your money. I'd rather know that you can pay your bills and that you've bought me yet another thing and spent time and money and gas and parking, all that stuff, to go out and buy me something that either I want or I can get by myself or I already have two of or I don't need.
All right. So as we come to the end of another episode, let me ask you officially, what is your thought for the day?
Conspicuous consumption. Knock it off and start teaching your kids about it.
Okay. All right. For all the stuff that matters when you're 50 plus, be sure and visit us at olderandwiser.com. Susan, thanks for doing it. Thanks for being here again.
Always fun.
Always fun. And we'll see you next time. Be sure and subscribe to our podcast anywhere you find your podcast. And we will see you next time.